You know why? To the academic, my parents, salesmen were the scum of the earth. So when I went home to my mom and dad, and I went to my mom was already passed out. I went to my dad and I said, this is 1974. I said, Dad, I'm getting on the Marine Corps. He says, good. Are you going to get a job with the airlines? I said, no. I'm going to get a job in sales. Because according to a school teacher, salesmen are scum, you know? So I sat there and all this, but I want to say this much, okay? For those of you in the business, your primary job is to teach the new person how to sell. And I'm going to give you another point of view on it. When I came back from Vietnam, and I said to my dad, my rich dad, I'm going to be how to become a business owner. He says, get a job in sales. I went, what? And he looked at me, he says, Robert, how'd you do in Vietnam? I said, I did well. I killed a lot of people. He says, yes. But you had a gun, didn't you? I said, He says, well, you're back in the real world. I said, yeah. You can't carry a gun. I said, oh, big problem. You can't say, you work for me. You know what I mean? So, oh, no. So he says, you have to get a job in sales. I said, but I don't want to sell. The truth was, I was afraid. Because I didn't want rejection. My rich dad said, he says, you have to learn to overcome your fear of rejection. If you can't do that, you'll never be a business owner. I said, there's got to be another way. Can I become a manager? And he goes, no, you have to be able to knock on doors. And if they say no, beat it, you have to overcome the objection and sell again. And he says, well, you can't be a business owner if you can't sell. And I went, oh. So with that, my rich dad finally talked me into getting a job at Xerox. And for 4 years, number one skill. It is the single largest skill. Is how do you overcome rejection? How do you maintain your courage? My rich dad said to me, he says, you have a lot of courage with an M60, you know, machine gun in your hand, but take that away, you're a wimp. I said, oh. So one of the benefits of your business is that what you're teaching people to do is by knocking on doors, making that call, taking that rejection, you're building self-esteem. Single most important thing you can give a person. And the trouble with the business world is, as an employee of Xerox, if I didn't do well, they fired me. For 2 years, I was at the bottom of their list. 2 years. Until one day, I got sick and tired of being a coward. And I just didn't care anymore what other people thought of me. And at that point, I made a breakthrough in myself, and I began to sell. And that's when I started my first company. And the thing that my rich dad said is that was true. I had to learn to speak to this person. I now speak to my accountants and my attorneys differently. And I also learned how to speak to investors differently. I learned to speak to you guys differently as a presenter when I'm selling them one-on-one. The beauty of this business, if you stay in it long enough, you will learn how to be one of the best communicators in the world. I watched Jim Flora get up here, brilliant communicator. That's what you want in this business, number one thing. So if I could say that is the single largest skill you can learn is to sell, is to talk to somebody to come out of their fear, to learn to have them face their fear. So when I speak to my employees today, I speak very kindly to them. I don't talk to them about opportunity. I talk to them about security. I use their words. And then I talk to them slowly. I let them know. This is what I say to them. I said, my job is not to make you rich. My job is to give you a job. If you want to be rich, you need to make some changes. And I slowly talk to them over and over. When I talk to these people, I talk differently. When I talk to my investors, each person is different. You must learn to speak to them differently. So the point I'm going to make this here is this, is these people, when you're talking to them, about your business, are so into security, you have to be very gentle with them. With this person over here, they don't trust anybody. That's why they want to do it on their own. And your job with this person is to build trust. These guys, when you say, guess what? We'll get together with a group of people and we'll help you.
Why? Why are you going to help me? I don't help anybody.
And these people are different. So, the beauty of this INA business is that it's giving you the tools, the education, and the time. My rich dad, it took me 4 years. Keep going. It takes that time. The hardest thing for these people to understand is it takes time over here. The thing that the INA business gives people is that time. It gives the time to grow up, to get strong, to get brave, to have the strength. That's what you're giving people in the business here. My rich dad for 4 years encouraged me to continue. I lost 2 companies. I lost my nylon and Velcro wallet business, went down. I lost millions of dollars. I was down lower than this. My poor dad said, I told you failed. You embarrassed me. And my rich dad said to me, he said, congratulations, Robert. Most multimillionaires lose 3 companies. You got 2 more to go. Now, what I'm giving you, ladies and gentlemen, is the difference in points of view. So when I lost my 2nd company, I went back, I said, guess what? Lost my 2nd. He says, good, 1 more. My 3rd one, I hit it. I became a multimillionaire.